it's you're basically a slave to it. And I just recently gave up my car, and now I take the bus back and forth to work. It's $2 a day, and when I want to go do something, I just pay for an Uber and go do it, or I can rent a car if I need to. But I'm saving like $1,000 a month between the car insurance and the car payment, and I was just thinking it's pointless, and it just sounds ludicrous to pay $1,000 a month just to show up for a job, and I just couldn't justify it any longer.
Yeah, you know what? That is really something. You just, you know, I remember I had that awareness with the cable company, and I said, and I'm seeing it all around. I think I need a way that I could, you see, that's what I've been working at, you know, like putting in a sauna in the house, redoing the entire swimming pool, doing the backyard so it really looks good, you know, the side yards, the front yard, the house, everything looking good, feeling good. You could really enjoy yourself. If they ever do a lockdown, we've got a nice place to enjoy ourselves, you know, with everything that we need. And, you know, that's, but, you know, isn't it funny? I mean, let's say you got a mortgage, you pay it off, the taxes wind up going up within 10 years to the same price or even more than your mortgage. So you never really own. It's just a big game. That's how I feel.